In July 1945, as the Second World War was coming to a close, the director of the U.S. Office of Scientific Research and Development, Vannevar Bush, published an article in the Atlantic Monthly that became an overnight sensation. As We May Think described how a growing mountain of research was making it difficult for even the most brilliant scientists to keep up with the rapid accumulation of ideas and information. At the same time, armies of typists and clerks were filling government offices and warehouses with unprecedented amounts of official records. Bush warned that they were already bogged down and vital information would become lost in the mass of the inconsequential. Bush's proposed solution was something he called the MEMEX, for memory extender. Consider a future device for individual use, a device in which an individual stores all his books, records, and communications, and which is mechanized so that it may be consulted with exceeding speed and flexibility. Users would share their data with one another and program machines to analyze the accumulating information, revealing unexpected connections. This would add up to something more than the sum total of human intelligence. It would become a kind of artificial intelligence. Without actually using the words or knowing quite how all this would work, Bush was envisioning networked personal computers, machine learning algorithms, and what would come to be known as the information revolution. The words he did use to describe someone using the MEMEX, Trailblazer, conveyed the idea that information technology would empower individuals. When he presented a use case, Bush pictured a scholar studying the history of technology in the pure pursuit of knowledge and freely sharing his discoveries. He was certain many others would find new uses for the MEMEX, whether in science, law, or medicine. There will always be plenty of things to compute in the detailed affairs of millions of people doing complicated things. As We May Think has been celebrated as a remarkable example of future forecasting. But it is also a reflection of U.S. history up to this point, the end of World War II, the moment of America's greatest triumph. A free people had shown they could defeat militaristic dictatorships even in a military competition. Whereas the Axis powers allowed dubious theories of race hygiene to dictate disastrous policies, America's victory had been won because all segments of society shared their ideas, industry, and inventions. In a public report to President Truman published the same month, Bush proposed building on these achievements by broadening opportunities for all citizens to contribute. He argued for tens of thousands of need-based scholarships to recruit talented men and women to science and engineering. He also called for greatly reducing the secrecy that had temporarily surrounded wartime research. A broad dissemination of scientific information upon which further advances can readily be made furnishes a sounder foundation for our national security than a policy of restriction which would impede our own progress. Long-standing American custom allowed little place in peacetime for secretive agencies or for large-standing armies and armaments industries. In keeping with this tradition, Truman soon abolished America's only centralized intelligence agency, the Office of Strategic Services. At the same time, the military began a headlong demobilization, going from 12 million servicemen to 1.5 million. Truman also abolished the office responsible for keeping classified information out of the media. Before he cleared out his desk, the government's director of wartime censorship, Byron Price, produced a report summarizing his experience. Price worried that if he did not record the lessons learned about how to keep government secrets, they would soon be forgotten, as had occurred after previous conflicts. Bush himself, however, seemed to suggest in his report to Truman that giving free rein to research and affording citizens maximum access to information had been the real secret of America's success.